Welcome back, WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. It's football season, you know. All the governors and politicos, we'll get to Johnny O next week. We're also doing our big Maryland Crab Cake Tour first stop this Friday at the Chaucer in Highlandtown. You know, if this guy were from Baltimore, I would have thought he was a Highlandtown guy, but he's not. He's got all of these New York roots and all of this Vegas thing going on. He'll be on the sidelines. Is that where you sit, Brick? You sideline guy these days when you're doing Raiders. Where do you sit during the games?
I am the pre and post game host. I'm the host of the John Gruden TV show, and I have club seats, my good friend. So I was hooked into the, obviously, I had to buy seats. I bought a PSL for the rest of my life. My wife and I have two seats in the club. We'd love to entertain you and your bride in the club. Yeah, I'm in a pretty good section. Section 132, row 20.
So but I'm you're right tweeting there. From your seats is what you're doing.
Yeah, I got all access. I'll be bopping around. I'll do a little pregame on the field. The pregame show that I do is going to be the most spectacular thing I've ever done. Involved with the Raiders. This is my 23rd season, because when you come into Allegiant Stadium, there's a giant torch, the Al Davis Memorial Torch. It's massive. Just Google it. And there's a bar built around the torch. It's the largest bar west of Austin, Texas. And it overlooks the strip through lanai windows that look back at Vegas. We'll have a stage there. For the pregame.
Can you give me 10% off the beer? Because I feel like the beer is probably $18.75. Yeah,
there's no deals. I told you this, and I'm telling everybody this in Baltimore who
bring
I
your,
love.
Bring your credit card.
There's no we waited forever for this palace. Okay, there's no Groupon discounts. Either you come and enjoy it, you bring your wallet, you stay a couple days in Vegas, you have a nice dinner, you have some tequila, you maybe go to a pool party. You do whatever you want. You see a show. We've had these amazing concerts, Ness, at Allegiant.
I saw you seeing GNR. I saw you shaking your Paradise City out there now.
One of the top five rock shows I've ever been to. All time, I've been to hundreds, as you know. Hundreds. They were that good.
And they're playing in the Baltimore Arena, the Royal Farms Arena, my great sponsor, the night that the Lions are playing the Ravens in Detroit. I am strongly considering not going to Detroit for said game because of GNR and or the Rolling Stones open their tour in St. Louis. I'm sitting on Stones tickets in Pittsburgh on October 4th. We'll talk about whether they're going to make – better chance of making it this year, the Raiders or the Stones. What do we have?
Well, I hope both. I hope both. I'm sitting on Stones tickets in Vegas November 6th. Sitting on those after the great Charlie Watt passed away, but next man up. This isn't Keith or Mick. We love Charlie, but the band goes on. Rush couldn't go on without Neil. We get that. The Stones can go on, and they will go on, and I can't wait for that show.
By the way, guess where I'm going to be on Thursday night? I spent $13.75. I'm doing the R40 Cinema Strangiato.
Yes.
I'm dragging my wife to that. My wife never saw Rush, so she's like into it. She's like,
it'll be great.
Okay, I'll go. You know, so she's going to go with me on Thursday night.
Yeah, I have to work, of course, on Mad Dog Sports Radio, or I'd be. That's a good night to call in sick. I've done 54 Rush shows, as I said, 54. And if I'm a perfect fan to go see that. But we got to get into Raiders.
You met your wife at a Stone show,
yes,
right?
At the
so
Hard
let's point
Rock.
That out. Absolutely. Yep. JT the Brick's been my friend for God knows how long, from the beginning, you know, I would say. Many years, and of course, syndicated radio now parked in Vegas under the silver and black. I've had people from California on this week. I got Amy Trask coming on, the Princess of Darkness. I've got Rod Woodson, all this. Give me the Vegas perspective on this before we even get onto the field. And I'll let you can give me all things Raiders and what we're expecting on Monday on the field. But the vibe and where it is, I had you on last year, empty stadium. You're the only person that was in there running around. I threw in the hat halfway through the year. I'm just sort of like, I'm not learning anything, seeing anything, sitting in empty stadia and flying around in the middle of a plague. I abstained, and this is the first time I'm sort of flying into it. I'm not coming Friday. I'm not spending 4 days. I'm not hanging at the pool. It's a business trip. I'm coming in. I'm going to the game. I'm working with the mask on, trying to avoid the plague. And I guess from a Vegas perspective, this is as big a deal as there's ever been. I mean,
ever.
They're having an NFL game, and our fans can't figure out why it's $500 to get in.
It's the biggest sporting event in Vegas history, other than a boxing global Hagler-Hearns Ali fight. You could say this is bigger because it's 65,000. First off, Mark Davis, one of only two owners, the Bensons in New Orleans, full-on vaccine mandate going in. Can't get into the game unless you're vaccinated, period.
Does that mean Lamar Jackson?
Lamar Jackson can get in because the players union has that little clause where if you follow the protocol, so athletes, of course, can get in from global soccer players.
I can't imagine athletes would ever get special treatment.
Right. How could that happen?
Yeah.
But for the fans, I think it was a great decision because we have an abundance of tickets for everyone. I think there was, I don't want to, don't quote me on this, but it's radio, is 7,000 to 9,000 seats were given back by Raider fans who said, I'm not doing the vaccine. I'm not doing it. I'm giving my tickets back. Mark Davis offered either a full refund or you can move your tickets to the following year and not pay the next year. So the ones who gave their tickets back, those sold out in 9 minutes, like a Bruce show. I know you're a Bruce guy. Sold out in 9 minutes. We don't need anybody in that building who is not vaccinated. If you're on the fence, if you're bitching about it, I'm not sure. Do not come. You can't get in. You need a clear pass on your phone. You need the clear health. It's tied to your pharmacy and your doctor as you put in your real card. So you can't go with a fake piece of paper and say, hey, I got vaccinated. It's all digital. So we're going to be sold out. It's going to be incredible. It's not like SoFi Stadium, which is generic. This is the Death Star. It's all Al Davis. It's all Raiders. It's all silver and black. It's artwork. You're going to, there's a nightclub, a real one in the end zone where I believe there's an A-list artist performing during the game. So during the game, Diplo.
I can't be smoker. Distracted. I can't be. Come
you
on.
You won't be.
Rick.
You won't be. But listen to this. 50,
you're putting on a circus or a football game. What are we going to, that's my dad would say, to Memorial Stadium. You want to watch the game or you want to play stickball back there? Stay home.
We got plenty of room for people to watch the game. We got $50,000 a booth with minimum bottle service in the end zone. Never been attempted before. All those tickets are sold out. It's called the Winfield Club. Then they have a bunch of tickets all over the place. You're going to love the torch because you can congregate there. You don't go sit in the 400 section. You go right to the torch. It overlooks the field. You get your Bud Light, your beer, and you watch the game. And it'll be the greatest single event.
But it's not masked, right? Is that correct?
No, there's no. The only people that are wearing masks are in between vaccine. You at least have to have one vaccine shot. So if you got your vaccine shot and you're waiting on your second, you can come in with proof of vaccination and you must wear a mask. And kids under 12. Kids under 12 can come in, but they must wear a mask. But the goal of Mark Davis is to have a venue, because what happened was at Garth Brooks and Guns N' Roses, everybody was walking in with a mask around their chin, and they were eating and drinking, and they forgot to put their mask up. And Ness, you cannot police 60,000 people.
No, I went to the Eagles concert the other night in D.C. I went to Bruno Mars in D.C., yeah. PG County. I mean, I've attended concerts in the last couple of weeks, not just outdoor at Merriweather, been there too, saw Atlanta, saw James Taylor, but I've been at a few indoor things, and it is a little dicey depending on where you are and how you feel about things.
It doesn't work. You cannot have people wear a mask and take their mask off. It defeats the purpose. When you go to an airport and it's a mask mandate, you must leave your mask on. And you see people walking around with it under their chin. It doesn't work. If you're going to go all in on this, you got to go all in. Gruden came up with the term crush the virus. Everybody has T-shirts. We can't beat coronavirus with 51% of the country vaccinated, 38% in the state of Mississippi. Everybody's got to chip in. We got to get the mandate and the vaccine up to 80, 85%. And then coronavirus will eventually be killed off like a virus and go away. Our country sucks at corona. We suck at it. We have too many ignorant people who just won't do their part. This isn't the greatest generation like your dad and my dad, people who really had to sacrifice. We can't get people to sacrifice 2 years in.
My mom and dad's side of the family both had polio issues. You know, I remember both sides telling me polio stories. It was real.
How hard is it? Hard is it to get on board, get your vaccine, and help knock this thing out when people are dying, people are sick, people are ill? I got a buddy of mine in the black hole, the legendary, notorious black hole, who went on a ventilator today in his 50s. He's on a ventilator. His wife is praying for him. I mean, we all have stories like this. Everybody do their job. And I tie it to sports, Ness. I tie everything to sports. This week, mark my word, after our interview, we're going to talk about Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, whenever it is, we're going to be talking about NFL teams that had players test positive for COVID over Labor Day because it was a softer bubble, and we're going to see more and more guys miss games. It's coming, I guarantee it.
JT the Brick is here speaking wisdom and common sense as well as Rush fan, dude. Man, I got Rush rolling. So all I got to do is get Pearl Jam back online. You mentioned Garth Brooks. You're spoiled, dude, because I saw you and Jules, you know, doing your thing. He canceled the show here, right? Because the tour canceled. You know, Kiss went off. So that's why I'm like, if the Stones are playing the 26th, I probably should go see the Stones because they might not be making it to the fourth or year. Because tomorrow is not promised for any of us. So me getting back to Vegas and elbow bumping you at some point, being in the same place on Monday. Give me the Raiders side. I'll give you the Ravens side when I visit with you later this week out in Vegas in a Mad Dog. But I don't know much about the Raiders other than the defense let them down. I know my team's a box of chocolates right now. What do you know about the Raiders? What's for sure about them?
Raiders have one of the premier offenses in all of football, period. They're loaded. They lost three players on their offensive line. One was Trent Brown, who was a bust, stole money. Raiders whiffed on him in free agency. He's back in New England. They threw him out of town. Rodney Hudson, their Pro Bowler, ended up leaving, going to Arizona. They replaced those guys with guys in-house who are Tom Cable will have them ready to go. Only question mark is two of their offensive linemen on the interior. Rest of the offense, Darren Waller, Henry Ruggs III, Brian Edwards, Hunter Renfrow, Willie Snead, Zay Jones. Baltimore is the one defense when they go dime with all those corners and great safeties that can cover them. This will be epic to see Carr at the line of scrimmage changing out of plays to try to get an advantage for the Raiders. He's one of the only quarterbacks at the line of scrimmage who is not good. He's great. At the Drew Brees level of doing that, he'll have to do it. The defense completely revamped. Everyone around the NFL doesn't get this. They just got KJ Wright, a 10-year legend in Seattle. Yannick Ngakoue, who did not play great for you guys, but played great for Gus Bradley when he was in Jacksonville. They brought in Trayvon Merrick, their new star safety in the draft. Two-time Pro Bowler Casey Hayward from the Chargers as a starting corner. And they brought in Denzel Perryman, formerly of the Chargers in Carolina. So their linebackers were injured. They had an injury, just one. And it was fortunate because they went out and got KJ Wright, who will be their best player on defense, and he'll be ready for Baltimore. And they got the freshest running back in football in Josh Jacobs. Pro Bowler, hasn't touched the ball in the preseason, so they're going to try to run it, throw it. And the key to this game is because of the injuries, the massive injuries to the Ravens the entire preseason. First round, a wide receiver, J.K. Dobbins going down, is they have to play gang tackle football on Lamar. The Ravens averaged 191 yards rushing, which is insane. That number is insane. Gus Bradley is now going to box in Lamar and say, beat us in the air, beat us underneath, do whatever you want to do, but Lamar Jackson's not rushing for 145 yards in this game. Only chance the Raiders have. I think the Raiders are a really good live dog in this game, getting 4.5.
Brick, last thing, Gruden. You spent some time around him. He was always my favorite coach on TV way before he got back when he was the Buccaneers coach. I had a friend that worked for him. Curtis Schultz worked for him. I don't know him at all. I mean, I've been in conversation here and again. He's a fascinating cat all the way through from the beginning to now, and where he is and why he's there. It's kind of like Mick shaking his ass. What's he doing in Pittsburgh on the fourth? It's because it's what he does. In the case of Gruden, Corona commercials, Monday Night Football, like all that, he's back for moments like this. Sold out stadium, Las Vegas, franchise, new place, new everything, old traditions, all of that. And he's making a lot of money, but this feels to me like this is what he wants to do.
Yes, he's a great football coach. He's got a Super Bowl ring. How amazing is it that a guy who beat the Raiders in the Super Bowl, beat him, and I go nuts. I come through the screen when anybody says it was Tony Dungy's team. No, let me repeat. Tony Dungy couldn't win with that team. He couldn't win in 40 below weather, couldn't win in Philadelphia. Gruden shut down that dump. The vet. Remember that dump? The vet.
I remember
Gruden,
it well.
Gruden shut it down. Last game ever played there and beat the Eagles. And then he had the playbook and he played Rich Gannon the whole week as the scout quarterback in the Super Bowl and destroyed the Raiders. The only team he wanted to come back to and coach was the Oakland Raiders because of the tuck rule. His last game he ever coached, he got screwed in a game where the Raiders won, which was stolen, the Tuck rule, Tuck bowl game, and it destroyed it. Gruden's last game, he was traded for 2 first-round draft picks, which was really bold back then, comes out of the booth at ESPN and says, I have unfinished business. Heat's on him, Ness. Fans are on him. He's got a 10-year deal. This is year 4 with Carr. They want to see something better. The media is crushing the Raiders, thinking they're a 6-7.
He likes Carr. I mean, at the beginning, people were like, he won't like Carr. He's married to Carr now,
loves
right?
Carr. And the team won 8 games last year, should have won 10. They lost on 2 of the most bizarre plays. Anybody could say that. So they should go from 8 wins to 9 or 10. But the media is having a love affair with this kid, Justin Herbert, and Teddy Bridgewater. And I'm like, wait a second. I want to leave you on this point. The Raiders swept Denver last year, split with the Chargers, and had Mahomes beat twice. They beat Mahomes badly in Kansas City and were up with 142 to go in Vegas. And now they have the Raiders going from 2nd in the AFC West to 4th. What the hell am I missing? The team got better on defense. They got a great offense. They're playing in front of 65,000 lunatics. I will leave you on this. It will be the loudest football experience you ever go to. I promise you, because of the way it was built, the madhouse that you're coming into Monday Night Football, it will be a Super Bowl atmosphere without the corporate wives that ruin the Super Bowl, who never go to games, and the roof will explode. Monday Night Football, Raiders 27, Baltimore Ravens 24. The Raiders win outright at home, go to 1-0, and the good news is I have the Ravens making the playoffs this year, so you'll be fine.
The bad news would be a very, very long, lonely week as we get ready for the Chiefs next week. JT the Brick can be found anywhere the internet travels. Mad Dog Radio out in Las Vegas, Nevada. Save a steak for me out there. Maybe some tacos.
I will see you.
On Monday,
I'm looking
right?
forward to seeing you, and I'm thrilled you're coming out here. It means a lot to me. You, what you do, I've said this for 25 years, what you do for your listeners, for fans, these iconic bus trips, business trips, whenever you do them, Super Bowls, you're one of the last guys left that have a passion for the audience to try to make the experience better for them. And we're thrilled you're coming to Vegas.
Well, it's just me in a bucket on Monday night. You know, we'll be there. I got my shots, got my mask.
You don't need your mask. You're vaccinated. You're good.
I have a Ravens mask. I'm going to wear it anyway. Pissed off the Steelers fans out in Western Maryland last week. JT the Brick is here. You can find him out on the interweb. You can find me anytime, anywhere, but especially on Fridays of the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. We'll start in Highlandtown this week at the Chaucer. We have Enoch Pratt, library head, Heidi Daniel joining us. Just heard from Zeke Cohen, councilman, going to be joining us. Next Friday, Johnny O's joining us over in Costas, my neck of the woods, over in Sparrows Point. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Baltimore. Positive.
Love you, bro. Text me when you get to town. I'll come find you.